This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Ching, an attorney letter to Isaacs and Isaacs, attorney at law, address on file. Per your request for an independent medical evaluation on Regina Powell, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Regina, R-E-G-I-N-A. Last name is Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, period. On January 18th, 2022, I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, taking the history directly from the patient, and performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 65-year-old female, period, height 5'3", tall, weight 140 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about September 16th, 2017, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. She was rear-ended by a distracted driver, period. Her vehicle was totaled, period. She hit her arms on the console, period. Both knees hit the vehicle, period. Her head hit the vehicle as well, period. Later that day, after she was seen in the emergency room visit, she had pain in both shoulders, her mid-back, ringing in her head, as well as bilateral arm, period. The pain increased over time, period. Approximately 1 week later, she had problems concentrating, vision blurred, She was having problems with stuttering, as well as problems speaking, period. Despite treatment, she is still experiencing pain in both shoulders, her right arm, as well as post-concussive symptoms, period. These post-concussive symptoms include problems speaking, reading comprehension, and other head traumatic symptoms, period. Her shoulder pain is described as daily and burning in nature, period. It ranges in intensity from 6 to 8 out of 10 bilaterally, period. Her right arm is continuous pain that ranges from 7 to 10 out of 10, period. It is described as achy, period. New paragraph. The timeline for her treatment is as follows, period. That day she was seen in the emergency room at King's Hospital in Madison, Indiana, period. She had x-rays that were negative for fracture and was released and referred to her family doctor, period. She was also referred to physical therapy for approximately 6 weeks, period. She saw a chiropractic physician and had x-rays, period. And her MRI of her head and neck was ordered at approximately 7 weeks, period. She was seen at Commonwealth Pain Center and given injections as well as ablations in both shoulders, period. She had physical therapy and was seen by her family doctor, who referred her to Dr. Polly, P-O-L-L-Y, period. She was seen by an orthopedic specialist and referred to physical therapy, period. Her family doctor ordered an MRI of her right shoulder and forearm and was told she had torn ligaments and muscles, period. She was seen at Orthopedics in New Albany, Indiana, that did surgery in March of 2021, repairing ligaments and muscles of the right upper arm. She was referred for more physical therapy, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living involve the following, period. It is difficult for her to do horseback riding, period. Motorcycling is difficult, period. Driving for over 15 minutes is uncomfortable, period. Vacuuming and doing dishes are uncomfortable, period. Walking over one block is difficult, period. Reading comprehension is affected, period. Lifting over 3 pounds is difficult, period. Yard work is affected, period. Lifting is difficult, period. Dressing herself is sometimes problematic, period. Washing herself and daily hygiene is affected, period. Sleeping and sports are affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include albuterol, hypertensive medication, Brio for asthma, that's B-R-I-O for asthma, period. Diclofenate as well as oral and creams, period. Cymbalta, period. Allergy medicines and reflux medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment include diclofenac cream and pills, period. Cymbalta for stress, period. She is doing exercise therapy as well as occasional braces, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for reflux as well as asthma, period. She has hypertension and depression, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history revealed she never injured either of her shoulders as well as her right arm or had a concussion in the past, period. She was involved in an automobile accident in 2013 with no treatment other than seeing the emergency room, period. She has had no permanency from this, period. She had work injuries in the 1980s where she injured her back and had a chiropractic treatment for a few weeks, but no permanency, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for tubal ligation, period. She had an ablation in both shoulders, period. She had a right arm repair in March of 2021, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that of an associate at Goodwill, whereby she works part-time, period. It is limited on what she can lift and where she can reach, period. She had to go from full to part-time because of this injury, period. New paragraph. Under allergies, no known allergies, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records. I would like to comment on some of the findings, period. On July 27th, 2020, at Commonwealth Pain Associates, they did a cervical medial branch block, the right C4-C5, under fluoroscopic needle guidance, period. They state that she is a 60, and Commonwealth Pain Associates note dated May 20th, 2020, state that she is a 63-year-old female, presents for follow-up for chronic neck pain, period. This started following motor vehicle accident on 2017, period. The pain remains entirely axial and only referring into the bilateral shoulders, period. The cervical MRI demonstrates multi-level facet arthrosis and disc degeneration, no obvious neural compression, period. Most recent procedure was a left C4-5 RFA, that's RFA, completed on March 5th, 2020, period. Records from Baptist Health Medical Group, dated December 21st, 2017, state that this 61-year-old female is here today for the first time who began having significant pain following a motor vehicle accident on September 16th, where she was rear-ended, period. Their impression was that they have discussed the need for her to seek a different employment, period. I will fill and dictate a short letter regarding her recommended medical restrictions, period. End of that report. Records from the emergency room at King's Daughter Health, dated September 16, 2017. The reason for her arrival was a private vehicle, and she was a restrained driver involved in a motor vehicle collision a couple hours ago, period. She was rear-ended by a cement truck. She was having left neck pain, left shoulder, bilateral wrist, left hip, and left knee pain, period. They state that she did hit her head and her glasses struck the side of her face, period. They did a head CT as well as CT of the cervical spine and facial bones, as well as x-rays of the shoulder, which were negative for fractures, period. Also, on October 2nd, 2017, x-rays of the right forearm were negative for fractures, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Period. Also on neurological examination, there was weakness of the right upper arm with tenderness and palpable heat, period. Examination of the right shoulder revealed diminished range of motion, period. Flexion loss was lacking 42 degrees, period. Extension loss was 8 degrees, period. There was loss of right shoulder abduction, ABD, lacking 88 degrees. Period. Right shoulder adduction, ADD, was lacking 22 degrees, period. External rotation on the right was lacking 18 degrees, period. Internal rotation was lacking 6 degrees, period. Examination of the left shoulder revealed decreased flexion, lacking 10 degrees. Extension lacking 6 degrees, period. There was loss of left shoulder abduction, ABD, lacking 8 degrees, period. There was loss of left shoulder adduction, ADD, lacking 10 degrees of function. External rotation was diminished by 10 degrees. Internal rotation was diminished by 4 degrees, period. There was diminished strength noted in both shoulders, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic assessments were number 1, bilateral shoulder trauma. Number 2, right upper arm trauma. Number 3, post-concussive symptoms. Number 4, cervical strain improved. Next number, bilateral knee strain improved. Next number, lumbar strain improved. Next number, wrist strain improved, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of September 16th, 2017, period. New paragraph. The treatment she sustained and was rendered from the automobile accident of September 16, 2017, as outlined above, were all appropriate, comma, necessary, comma, and needed and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. In reference to the right shoulder, referring you to table 15-2, page 402, the patient qualifies for a 6% upper extremity impairment on the right, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-11, page 420, period. In reference to the left shoulder, the patient qualifies for a 5% upper extremity impairment utilizing table 15-2, page 402, period. This equates to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 15-11, page 420, period. In reference to the post-concussive symptoms, I am referring you to table symptoms, the patient would need further neuropsychiatric evaluation and testing to quantify. However, I suspect it would be in the neighborhood of an additional 4% whole body period. When we combine the two whole body impairments for the left shoulder and right shoulder, the patient has a 7% whole body impairment. If we add the additional suspected whole body impairment for the concussive symptoms, that would be a total whole body impairment of 14%. That represents injuries from the automobile accident of September 16th, 2017, period. Because of the severe injuries, the patient will probably develop severe arthritis to both shoulders as the patient ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. She will need medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life period. The patient can use a brace for her right arm at an estimated cost of $200 period. This brace would need to be replaced every 2 to 3 years period. The patient will be susceptible to a right shoulder replacement when the patient ages, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. New paragraph. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.